Turn on a cryo.
They're playing your song. What's up, people? So the station, I guess, does a thing where you answer a whole bunch of questions for your birthday. And then I think they send out a birthday message kind of thing, which is cool.
So what are the questions?
Here's one of the questions. What was the first... Oh, I'm sorry. What was the last song you sang out loud?
I'm going to look at my recently played on my...
1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Oh. That's a true. That is so
that
true.
877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Recently added, recently played.
I have an idea.
Wild Horses, Accident, Rolling Stones. Or injury, call Jacob
and Ronnie, call Jacob. Wild Horses, Rolling Stones?
Yeah, it was actually a cover by Alicia Keys and Adam Levine of Wild Horses.
That's good.
Yeah.
What about you, Bergman? Last song you sang out loud?
The Cars for Kids song.
Is that really what the answer is?
It's in the commercial all the time, and I sing it. But no, I mean, I probably
it could be this
something.
One.
This is it.
Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock.
The last one was a Macklemore
song. The great Gino Minnelli.
No, that is this guy is Summer one of Days, the Macklemore. This guy is one of the four faces of Mount Rushmore of Yacht Rock. Who is this? You know who this is.
Kenny Loggins.
Yeah. Kenny Loggins in the '80s. Would crank out a hit every six months, wouldn't he?
Is Gino Minnelli on it?
It's Gino Vannelli with a V, and I think he was a one-hit wonder.
What about what about Michael McDonald?
He is on the wall. He's one of the four.
One of the four.
Okay. Who are the other two?
Seals and Crofts.
No.
Okay. Any ideas here, Bergman?
We hear I don't listen to Yacht Rock.
You don't listen.
I don't either.
What
I
think is wrong with you?
I think we're like microcasting to a bunch of white guys in your gated community.
Christopher Cross.
Oh, sure. Sailing Away.
Yeah. And then England Dan and John Fort Coley. You kind of got to get five up there.
Right.
And there you go.
Since Morales isn't here today.
What's the next question?
Let's see. There are 25 hours in a day. How do you spend the extra hour?
That's you. You would just pass out. I would.
I'm literally going to write Quota Yeska.
I would do a shot chart for my next game, which is Phoenix. And if that one's done, I'd go the next game.
You really would choose to work with an extra hour?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm doing every. I can't. I can't fall asleep.
You can try.
But I mean, you've seen these shot charts I do, right? They're like, it's like studying for a final. So they take a long time to do.
Bergman, what about you? Extra hour in the day.
Play pickleball.
You know, I was thinking that too. going to be my answer. Now, are you serious about playing Wednesday nights?
100% serious.
Excellent. Right,
as long as there's not a Laker game at home.
Okay, so let me ask you guys about office etiquette.
Okay. That's a no.
I needed ice.
Yes, actually. It's probably a yes.
I needed ice to put in a cup.
Okay.
I went back to the kitchen, and I opened the freezer, and there's one bag, a giant Ziploc bag, filled with ice. And I pick up the bag, and on the bag, it says Lindsay.
Okay.
So I... Greg came back in to you. I said, is Lindsay here yet? You said, yeah, she's in the back. So I go back to Lindsay. I said, hey, do you mind if I steal some of your ice? She goes, oh, yeah, sure. I totally forgot that was in there. Am I a sucker for even asking her? Should I have just taken it?
Well, we have an ice machine.
We have an ice machine.
Do we really?
Yeah. That's why I filled up my super mega mug.
Where's the ice machine?
And it's crushed ice. It's not like really big pieces of ice.
No, so is this. Lindsay had a bag of crushed ice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's all
really?
Crushed
why ice. Why
Lindsay bring to the left of the sink when we got ice?
We have an ice machine
here?
Yeah,
to the left of the sink.
For years. Years upon years upon years.
No, I didn't.
Gives you water and ice.
I hardly ever go to the kitchen. Like, I know they got a coffee machine. I know they've got, you can just take a candy bar anytime you want.
No. That's an honor system. Yeah, Janice Garcia. What are you doing over there?
So you're supposed to leave cash there?
No, you pay with a credit card.
But it's like, why don't? It's like just take whatever you want.
You put your credit card in the thing. You tell them what you took.
Oh, is that right?
They charge you. You've been taking stuff for 6 months?
Yeah, I have been.
Oh, that's but no, you very rarely eat during the show.
No, I never eat during the show. Never eat during the show.
You know better than that anyway.
What's
the next question?
Oh, next question. Yeah, that's kind of hacky. what skill would you like to learn?
What skill would I like to learn? To learn to speak a different language.
I was just writing, speaking Spanish.
Italiano.
I would love to speak
Spanish. Yeah, I can speak un poco español.
Yeah, un poco.
But I can't speak any Italian. That would be good. Grazie.
Gracias por escuchando este programa en el radio.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Good. Yeah,
I can do a little.
Hey, by the way, Thursday,
mm-hmm.
when UCLA plays Gonzaga.
Yes.
It is 17 years to the day that they had that comeback. No, UCLA's played Gonzaga twice in the tournament in the last 20 years.
Right.
17 years ago today, or on Thursday, actually. 17 years ago Thursday, because they're playing them in Vegas Thursday night around 7 o'clock. UCLA's down 17 to Adam Morrison and the Zags. And they made this unbelievable comeback. But that's not what everybody remembers about that game. It was really the introduction to Gus Johnson. You know, we were talking earlier about how Joe Davis is great in big moments. This was Gus in big moments. And this is just one of the many, many reasons why I love when Gus Johnson gets assigned to a game. This was 17 years ago this Thursday, UCLA coming back against Gonzaga.
1-1 gets the first.
That's Ryan Hollins making that free throw.
71-69. Well, the problem is UCLA, if they make them miss, they've got a foul.
UCLA's down two.
Instead of making a good stop and getting an opportunity to shoot the three for the tie. Second free throw good.
Hobo Hollins, 2-for-2.
Yeah.
They throw it to Morrison. He holds on.
Well, you don't want to foul Morrison. You make him get it over half court. You know you got
a
foul.
And a steal! Inside the freshman up, and now I may go in front. Romeo, last chance to dance over
unbelievable.
Oh, what a game!
Unbelievable!
What a game!
On
UCLA!
Unbelievable!
Unbelievable! Are you kidding me? After being down by 17, Heartbreak City.
Isn't that a great call?
That's a great call.
And UCLA had no business winning that game.
Right.
None. They were down 17. And then at the end, like he said, Hollins, they're down three. Hollins hits two free throws. There's like 5 seconds left. They're still down one.
Right.
And they don't have the ball.
And there's a turnover, right?
They bring in Adam Morrison, and instead of fouling him, they stole it from him.
They stole it from Batista on the other side.
Yeah, and was it Collison that made the shot? It was Farmar had the ball.
Farmar had the ball through it to Luca Richard and Bahamute, and Bahamute put it in.
Okay.
They got it into Rivio. Rivio went down, and Bahamute reached in and grabbed the ball away from Rivio and landed on the ground, and they fouled him.
Okay, great Luke. And Bob Mute story. So Luke and Bob Mute is from Cameroon. Okay. They used to call him the Prince because he was a prince in his
prince
village.
Prince Richard and Bob Mute.
And in Cameroon. So when he made it to the NBA, he decided to start a basketball academy in Cameroon so little kids in his home country could learn how to play basketball. And one of the kids who went to that camp and learned how to play basketball was Joel Embiid.
Wow.
Who is now...
Sure.
Odds on favorite to win the MVP.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you never know when you have one vision what it's going to turn into. Luke starts that basketball across borders thing in Cameroon.
Yep.
And Embiid's a little kid in Cameroon. He says, well, I've never played basketball. I'll try it. And now he's Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he's Joel
so
Embiid.
So that game, me and my brother were watching that game together in my apartment at the time. And throughout the entire game, my brother Brian kept saying, oh, it's over. It's over. And I kept yelling at him to shut up.
It's over.
Shut
Gonzaga up. Had won.
Yeah, Gonzaga had won. He said it was over. And finally, when they came, I was like, it's not over. The game's not over. And they came back and won. And when he did, I grabbed him and I threw him up against a wall and broke the wall because I was so excited.
Wait a minute, you're yelling at me for throwing a trophy?
It was a
you
human.
You threw your brother into the wall?
He was so annoying about this
person.
Being over. I told you it wasn't over. Threw him against the wall.
Well, one and another great reason why this game Thursday is must watch. So, Mace, do you know what happened when they met again in the tournament? They met during COVID in the Final Four.
No.
Now, UCLA was the 11th seed that year. They had to play in.
So really? If they I remember that.
If they were going to win the title, they were going to have to win 7 games, not 6. So they play in. They make it all the way to the Final Four. They win their next 5 games. They make it all the way to the Final Four.
Right.
And it's just a killer game. And at the end of overtime, it goes overtime, Jalen Suggs from Gonzaga,
right,
there's like 1 second left, throws up a 50-footer and banked it in and sent Gonzaga to the final where they lost. They lost to Baylor. But that's how close UCLA came to going back to the final, to the championship game. And so those are the last two times Gonzaga and UCLA played in the tournament. Now, Greg, was I right? Were they the exact same seeds 17 years ago?
You're right. I just looked it up to make sure. And yeah, Gonzaga was a 3 seed and UCLA was a 2 seed.
So they're the exact same seeds again this year. And it's 17 years to the day of that Gus Johnson call that you just called. And it's Thursday night, 6:45.
So, Drew, by the way, who's going to guard Drew Timmy?
Adem Bona, Kenneth Nuva, and Mac Etienne.
Okay, you can barely pronounce those names. Are you sure those guys can guard Drew Timmy?
Yes, they're all 6'10", and they're all very good defenders.
So after Gonzaga won over the weekend in advance to the Sweet 16, Drew Timmy was interviewed on
TBS or TNT.
One of the many channels.
I believe that was on CBS.
True TV. It's cool, dude. We're on True TV.
So listen to this interview exchange.
Well, you know, before they announced our starting lineup at home, I was like, in 7 straight Sweet 16s, I'm like, we cannot be the team that f***s one up. So just to get it done and not fall under that Hypnotoads Genjutsu or whatever it is feels good, man. But they're a hell of a team.
We can't be the team that f***s one up. So here's my question. Actually, Bergman raised a point. This is the second incident where somebody is sworn on live TV. Do you have the other one?
It's on your page right underneath that one.
Okay, right underneath.
Well, the other one was when Jamie Erdahl basically told the guy, don't worry about it, dude. You're on True TV.
Here's that one.
Thing to prove about yourself?
Yeah, a lot. I've been trying to prove this since day one. Oh.
That's all right. It's all right. It happens to all of us. We're on True TV, man.
We're on True TV, man. It's all right. Nobody can find this channel. So do you think this is going to lead to other guys swearing?
Oh, geez, I hope so.
It's kind of a trend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's ridiculous that we don't let people talk how they don't really talk. You know,
how
it's
many
amazing.
Is too many? Like, if he's in a post-game interview, Drew Timmy's in a post-game interview, and he drops like 8 F-bombs.
Well, I don't
is that
think
too
it
many?
Should be 8 F-bombs.
But I think if he drops one, we shouldn't make a federal case out of it.
No.
You know?
So what's the limit? Is like 3 too
yeah,
many?
Yeah, 3 is fine.
3 is fine. I think they should cut him at 3. Yeah.
Say, sorry, all right,
you're
that
done.
Was enough.
I mean, there
that
are a lot
enough.
Of rap songs that they get to 5 before 10 seconds in.
Now,
you
got F-bombed with Shaq.
Yeah, back then you know, what I was worried about, Shaq ended up getting suspended for a game after that. And it cost him a ton of money. And so I walked back to the plane and I said, man, I feel really bad that I was the guy interviewing you and I cost you all that money. And he looks at me and he goes, don't worry about it, man. Don't care. He goes, they can keep my money. I'll say what I want. But we did not, as a station, get fined. Do you remember why?
Because it was he Janet said, Jackson. Day.
Right. Later that day, wardrobe malfunction.
Yes.
Supposedly there's a doc, either it's out or it's coming out about that.
Just about that.
The wardrobe malfunction.
I'll watch that in a sec. Yeah. By the way, I think the greatest halftime show would be JT and Janet Jackson playing again together.
And everybody'd be waiting for the moment.
They do it cleaner this time, but they would do it, but it'd be awesome. That'd be a must watch. It's still amazing to me that the highest, and remember, the game was close. The highest rated moment of the Super Bowl was Rihanna.
Yeah. Everybody wanted to see what she would come up with.
All right. Coming up next for you, should a guy be fired that does what we do for being too critical?
It's a good question.
Yeah. We'll get into that. Coming up next, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
By the way, I did go puffy. Met with rave
reviews. I'm dressed like a normal adult human being today. No hoodie or anything.
Because yep.
We were the keynote speakers.
We were not the keynote speakers.
Keynote speakers.
We were on a panel.
The headliners.
Your boss was on the panel right before you.
Sports conference. And yeah. We had the biggest crowd of any event there.
It was the same size crowd as all the other speakers.
Showed up. There were tickets.
There were no tickets. StubHub. It was anybody walked in
it
could go.
It was really hard to get a ticket. The buy-in price was like $75.
Money's
sold
hat.
In a minute.
What's that?
Sold out in minutes?
Yeah, seconds. Exactly. Seconds, yeah. It was, I mean, honestly, if that tape exists, it is something that should be preserved for posterity. It is like the, if you're trying to break into this business, if you watch that, you will be successful.
You'll say, I don't want to be turn out like those three idiots.
The truth is, yeah. When somebody says I want to work in sports radio, I say,
you missed it. You missed the window.
Try another gig.
Yeah.
Try another gig. Don't you think, Bergman? I mean, seriously, somebody asked you. I always say do a podcast, which is good,
yep,
or
podcast.
Become an expert at something or all that kind of stuff. But
be unique with your podcast.
Be unique. And be specialized, I think. Like
find a niche.
A niche exactly.
Niche, however you say it.
Find a niche.
Exactly right. I mean, getting into sports radio is almost impossible. Right
is it?
Now.
Do you like niche or niche?
Niche.
I like niche because it makes you sound smarter.
Niche sounds like you are sneezing.
Niche.
I don't know what the...
Niche.
Do you say yeah. Croissant?
Croissant.
Croissant.
You do not say that.
I say that. I go to Starbucks. I say I'll have the espresso and a croissant.
If you said that to me, I'd throw the croissant at you.
That one you can throw. Go ahead. Yeah, he deserves it.
And as you know, I'm not hesitant to throw
that
anything.
That one's fine. That
I have a friend
fine.
That actually says it like that. He says croissant on
that's
purpose.
So annoying.
On purpose.
So annoying.
Yeah. Is your friend wearing a beret?
No.
Yeah.
And he lives in New York and it's just
beret
like,
beret or beret?
Oh, come on.
Is it beret?
Well, if you're going to go with that, if it's going to be buffet.
If it's going to be a croissant, it's going to be a buffet. Buffet.
Jimmy Buffet.
Beret.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this is a really good story, and it applies to everybody that does what we do. A guy from ESPN Syracuse, the big Syracuse
they're
sports
the,
station.
Yeah, and they're the station that has the games, the Syracuse Orangemen games in Syracuse.
And the boss of the Syracuse station is a Syracuse graduate. So this guy, the boss, fired a guy who had been very critical of the Syracuse athletics program.
Yeah, the boss was friends with Jim Boeheim also.
So CEO Ed Levine said he fired this guy named, his last name is Axe. Let's see, what's his first name? I should have read this story, probably. Anyway, just call him the guy.
Just call him Axe.
Okay, Axe. His show had become too negative towards Syracuse University. This is what the boss says. I had a problem with the content of the show. I am an SU fan. I'm sorry, but I bleed orange, and I'm not going to apologize for that. And I think a fair reading of the orange is appropriate. I understand that we have a business relationship with Syracuse, that Coach Boeheim and I are personal friends, and he's an investor in my company, and I had a responsibility to give an honest and fair and thorough opinion to my audience, says Axe, but he got fired because he was overly critical of Boeheim and the Syracuse athletics program. John, I actually don't run into this. You run
yeah,
into this.
I run into it a lot, and the guys across the street run into it when it comes to the Dodgers, because the Dodgers own part of that station.
Correct.
What I have been told by certain people over at the Lakers is they understand that the station is going to be critical at times.
Yes.
They don't necessarily think that criticism should come from me.
Correct. Because you are in a different boat because
right.
you're an employee of the
Lakers. But I don't think they have any issue coming from you.
Correct.
To
their credit,
yeah,
they do not try to edit anybody on the station in any way.
Right. And I think the Dodgers would tell you the same thing about they understand that guys across the street are going to be critical at times, but they don't necessarily want to hear it from Joe Davis or Oral when he does, you know, radio hits
right.
even Vasse who does that other stuff. The Lakers would say, look, we know ESPN LA is talking Lakers all the time, and we know on days we don't play Friday, they play terrible. They lost at the end. we just don't necessarily think that should come directly from you. So that's why I let you do most of the harsh criticism of the Lakers.
When warranted.
Yeah.
I also do say all the positive stuff.
Well, I was thinking about you when you were reading that story. You kind of bleed purple and gold. You're rooting for them.
Yes.
You want them to win. You're just not afraid to rip them if they're played
bad.
I try not to, but
right.
That's why you're here.
But in other situations, and this is one... Where if you've got a...
If we had a solo show and I was the only one doing it, I don't think I could do both.
It would be the La Lakers are great show.
Which wouldn't work.
Yeah, which wouldn't work. It's good that we've got that counterbalance. But again, there are some stations that have relationships with teams, professional, collegiate, whatever, where the team or the collegiate program tries to dictate what the hosts can
this
say.
This guy is one of those guys.
And to the Lakers' credit, they never try to do it, right, Bergman? Never.
No, they've never told us not to say anything. It's always, as long as we're being fair and honest, that's totally fine. They don't like it.
It is a dance you need to do in most cities, though. Because everybody has a rights holder, and everybody, I feel bad that guy lost his job. But
if
he was doing a solo show, and he was going on the air every day and ripping Syracuse, I don't think he can be too surprised if the owner of the station, who's a Syracuse alum and in business with Jim Boeheim, turns around and goes, yeah, I'd rather have somebody that doesn't rip him every day.
The guy that got canned says, I had a responsibility to give an honest, fair, and thorough opinion to my audience. I certainly wasn't perfect, but I don't regret anything about the approach of the show. We put listeners on the air. We gave them the opportunity to say what they needed to say. I don't have any regrets.
He's right, too.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully that'll help him get another job.
Yeah. I think that's interesting.
As long as you're talking about what's on the floor, what's actually happening in the games, I don't think there should be anything wrong with that.
No, I mean, we go hard. We've been going hard on Anthony Davis.
Well, because on the floor, he's been mostly
bad. Correct. I actually think that a lot of the criticism of Anthony Davis is focused on what he hasn't been able to do without enough focus on what he does do. He's the best. Like the other day, people, do you think he played well on Sunday when they beat Orlando, when Austin Reaves scored all the points?
Had 15 points. At no point did I say Anthony Davis is carrying them to a win.
But he kind of did, and here's how. Anthony Davis blocked 4 shots.
Correct.
A couple of them with the game on the line late. And he also grabbed double-digit rebounds. I think people forget because it's not as glamorous. Michael does a good job of kind of making sure he inserts this into every broadcast. Literally, half the time you're out there, 50% of the time, you're on defense.
Right.
But it's not flashy. It's not, you know, other than whoever wins Defensive Player of the Year, the guys who play great defense. Okay. Like, it's a joke to me that Michael Cooper's not in the Hall of Fame. Michael Cooper was the best defensive player on 9 finals teams. Dennis Rodman's in. Ben Wallace is in. How's Michael Cooper not in? I mean, it's because we have this thing where we don't, for whatever reason, we don't value great defense as much as we value great offense.
Right.
Like you asked me a question earlier, where have the Lakers ranked defensively since the All-Star?
First.
Guy said, they probably ranked somewhere in the middle. And you go, no, they're number one.
Yeah.
I should know that. I mean, that. And
are you going to use that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm stealing it from you.
Yeah. And I stole it from Trevor Lane, just to be
there
clear.
There you go. But if you have a guy that impacts the game defensively on every possession, that guy is pretty close to invaluable. And Anthony Davis does. So when he screwed up the game the other day, which he admits, his words, he said, my teammate showed up, I didn't.
Yes. The
Dallas game Friday night. The reason he was so hard on himself was with two of the 3 mistakes. He fouled Maxi Kleba on the 3-point shot, giving him 3 free throws, which he made 3. He normally doesn't make that foul. He's pretty contained defensively. Then at the end, he didn't close out fast enough on him, and Kleba hit the 3. AD prides himself as impacting the game defensively.
Right.
When he fails to do that, he'll be very self-critical. And I think on the other hand, we look at, as fans, and sometimes as media, well, he only had 12 points. He only had 9 rebounds. What you should be looking at is, okay, though, how did the guy he was guarding do, and how many blocks did he have? How many rebounds did he have? How did he impact the game defensively? I think that as long as he's doing that, he still can really help you win games.
So I don't know a Lakers fan. Maybe that person's out there. I don't know a Lakers fan who looks at that game at Houston and says, nah, it was the right thing for Anthony Davis to sit for that game. I believe that he had to be out there. I believe that they would have won the game had Anthony Davis played in Houston.
I think,
and if they missed the playoffs by one game, that's what they missed it by.
I think that is a perfectly valid opinion, and I think it is shared by most Laker fans. My issue with you is that you think it was Anthony Davis.
I do.
That made the decision not to play.
No, I think Anthony Davis could have overruled.
I don't know.
Michael, by the way, says that.
I know. I personally think that it's coming from up top. They're telling him, you're too important. We can't play you two nights
in a row. But if Anthony Davis said, maybe, give me the ball. I want to be out there. I'm supposed to be carrying this team right now. And I look, if the Lakers make the playoffs, it's because of Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And if they miss the playoffs, it's because of Anthony Davis. So it's either hero or dud at this point. Anthony Davis, without LeBron James, is supposed to be carrying this team.
I think they're going to make it. But as I said earlier in the show, if you're a Laker fan and you're assuming they're already in, they're not.
No, no, they're not.
The playoffs have started. We have 10 games left. I think they got to go 7-3 to get in.
7-3?
I do. I think the other teams are playing too good. And I don't think it's impossible. I think they'll be favored in at least 7 of the games. But especially the home games. They may be. Greg, look up what the spread is tomorrow.
I don't think it's going to take 7-3. I don't believe that.
Okay. So you, but because you think one of the teams they're chasing is going to go 5-5?
Well, Utah's been 5 of their last 10.
Do you want to guess the spread?
I'm going to say Lakers by 1.
I'm going to say Phoenix minus 2.5.
Did you know that already,
no,
Mace? It is Phoenix minus 2.5.
Okay.
Dang. I did not know the road.
But
that doesn't surprise me. Phoenix
has beat the Lakers 12 out of the last 15, including every game this year and every game last year. But here's why I'm hopeful.
Yep.
The game they played Sunday, No Kevin Durant, no DeAndre Ayton. He had a bad hip. So
is Ayton going to play tomorrow night?
We don't know. They haven't said. My guess is with 4 full days off, he probably will.
Right.
So you just got to find.
No Durant for sure.
No Durant for sure. And no LeBron for sure. So I think they can beat him.
Bergman, do you think that's fair? If they make the playoffs, it's because of Anthony Davis. If they miss the playoffs, it's because of Anthony Davis.
Yes, absolutely. Without LeBron and Anthony Davis needs to be a top 5 player like everybody thinks that he's supposed to be because of the effort that he does on defensive end and what he does as a player, what he can do nightly basis. He can go 35-15 every single night with 4 blocks.
Well, if he goes 35-15 and plays defense the way he
win.
Is, then you can't blame him if they lose.
Well, no. I think they win that game.
Yeah.
If he goes 35-15, totally I think they win.
But if he plays like that, that's who he needs to be when as long as LeBron is out. He needs to be that guy. He needs to be the reason that they win games. Allowing Austin Reeves to be the guy, that's it. You can't do that.
What are you? What are you trying doing? To
brave it
John's
something.
Like, look, get
no,
out
no, no.
Of
I was just telling you to break.
Your attention. He was trying to get your attention.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so you told me to get his attention. No, so now,
it's a game of telephone.
Totally okay, so yeah.
You
here.
Told me pay attention to John. Then I looked at John, and John's waving his arm.
Right here, yeah.
Break.
Around what they said.
We got a break. This game of games is coming up.
I teased this yesterday. I'm going to tease it again. I found the weirdest story about The Rock. Weirdest true fact
about
The Rock. I teased that yesterday. I never got to it. We'll do that coming up next. And we do have Game of Games. Jacob and Ronnie's going to be here today. He's going to hate me because it's my game and it's Name is Your Buzzer.
And Bergman and I are ready.
This game will favor you and Bergman strongly. And
excellent.
We've
sucked all month, Bergman, the two of us.
I would bet money that Ireland wins this game.
All right. Good. I need a win.
How much money? You said I would make money, so bet it.
$5,000 mythical dollars on Ireland.
Now I got a little pressure on me.
Well, you could also just make him lose the $5,000.
Yeah, you could.
Not here next week.
No, I can't do it.
That's why
I can't tank Game of Games.
Too competitive.
Yeah, can't
all right,
do it.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Cracked in the air, deep center field, Thomas on the move, it's off the wall, Ohtani's in to score, here comes the winning run, Japan turns it around on its last breath.
That was Joe Davis last night, World Baseball Classic semifinal, as Japan came back for the win. Shohei Ohtani was a huge part of that, led off that inning with a double. Now, let's play the Japanese call. Japanese call is fantastic on last night's walk-off.
Murakami!
Sayonara, I got that much. much. Tonight, World Baseball Classic final. It actually starts in 26 minutes. It'll be on FS1. It is the United States. Merrill Kelly is on the mound for the U.S. Versus Japan for the championship. And it has been a great World Baseball Classic.
And it starts, what, in like 25 minutes, right?
25 minutes, exactly. So, I'll be watching tonight. Joe Davis, fantastic on the call. Bergman was not a WBC believer, but you've come around.
I am a WBC believer. It's actually officially going to come back in 2026. Is that right?
Yeah, every 3 years, I think.
Yeah, 2026. Rob Manfred today said that it was going to come back. And yeah, it was great. I'm really excited to watch USA-Japan tonight. I just don't want to hear John Smoltz.
Oh, please.
Why?
Because he's not good at it.
Well, I think he's okay. He hates the Dodgers.
He does.
He does not hate the Dodgers. Are you going to say Joe Davis hates the Dodgers?
No, Joe Davis loves the Dodgers.
He loves the Dodgers.
If you put John Smoltz on a lie detector test and said, do you hate the Dodgers? He would say no, and the lie detector test would say he's lying. The Dodgers beat the Braves 1 year. I thought he was going to fling himself out of the press box.
It really sounded like it, didn't he?
It did.
God, he's just a homer.
So I tell you this quick story, and I'm going to get to the Rock thing in a minute. So Matt Burke's one of our sales guys.
Yeah, here. Good guy.
This is the first time this has ever happened. So he had a call with a guy named Danny Bellis from Don Francisco's Coffee.
Okay.
Potential advertiser.
Okay.
And doesn't know the station, doesn't live in L.A. And he said, so who are some of the people on the station? Who are the personalities? He said, well, there's Travis Rogers and Alan Sliwa and John Ireland, and Steve Mason, and he said, wait a minute, Steve Mason from the Culture Pop podcast?
No way.
Yeah.
He
knew it from the Culture Pop podcast.
Well, you should get a part of the commission.
Absolutely.
If this happens.
Sign me up, Danny. All right, so weird story about The Rock. I actually have a bunch of weird stories about different celebrities. This is an interesting one. So Dwayne Johnson has always been, I'm just reading now, always been a notably large man. After all, he was 6'4 and had a mustache by the time he was 15. Despite towering above his peers his whole life, he suffered from self-esteem issues caused by gynecomastia. Gynecomastia, which is known colloquially as man boobs. He actually had a breast reduction surgery. The Rock did.
Really?
Yes.
A man.
He had a breast reduction. Okay, so I got a couple others. Zendaya. She's from that show Euphoria and from
Spider-Man.
Yeah, she's
a singer.
Movie.
She's pretty.
She says she watches Harry Potter once a day.
The movie?
Yeah.
Which one? There's eight.
Out. Wait, she could be roommates with Emily.
She explains that watching Harry Potter is a form of self-care. Don't come over to my house if you don't want to watch it because it's going to be on. Well, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, right, I mean, there. It's a great movie. All eight of them are really good. I have a friend that does that.
Here's one. Jennifer Lawrence dropped out of middle school, so she doesn't have a GED or a diploma.
Doing fine.
Hasn't slowed her down. Last one. Bill Murray was arrested at the age of 20 for trying to catch a flight with 10 pounds of marijuana in his luggage.
10 pounds?
Yeah. He was placed
How
on
did
probation.
He think he wouldn't get caught?
He was placed on probation for 5 years since he was a first-time offender. It was $20,000 worth of weed at the time in his suitcase.
And they just put him on probation.
On probation.
He's lucky. That could have been Midnight Express-ish.
It could have been. So those are weird facts about celebrities that I came across.
So if you're traveling domestically.
Yes.
What do you do with the weed?
I don't ever fly with weed.
Not even in your luggage?
No, not in my luggage.
So you just get it when you get to wherever you're going?
Get it when I get there, yeah.
Okay.
Like most of the places I go, it's legal.
Right.
Yeah, I mean like...
LAX has a cannabis policy. There's a certain amount you're allowed to travel with. I don't know what it is, but people smarter than me do.
Well, I know people who do travel with it in their luggage. And I guess some people say, like for example, if you're going to Hawaii... It's legal in California and it's legal in Hawaii. So what's the big deal?
Right. But does the FAA allow you to travel?
I just get super nervous
about
it. I would be like totally afraid it was going to be a Midnight Express or Broke Down Palace. That's
right.
The other one. Broke Down Palace.
Right.
I wouldn't risk it. I wouldn't risk it. I have a friend who says, I've got a hookup in every town.
I have a friend like
Scott
that.
Kaplan.
Yeah.
Well, that is Scott Kaplan. That does sound like Cappy. All right.
Game of Games is coming up next. Jacob Imrani already tweeted today how much he's looking forward to this. I think he's coming in a little cocky.
Jacob, I've got bad news for you. Name is your buzzer.
And now, no, look, Jacob's trying to give you the Mutombo finger.
No. Yes, it is.
You better come in ready, Imrani.
But it's NBA theme, so I think he'll be okay.
He'll do fine.
It's all NBA stuff.
Yeah, he'll do fine.
Jacob's like, I'd like to retract that tweet I sent out earlier. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, a little breaking news. Okay. And normally, I never like ever hearing players are out or hurt.
Yeah.
But the Lakers just caught a break. DeAndre Ayton did not even travel with the team. So no Ayton, no Durant tomorrow night the Lakers. And Greg, I wonder if that'll change the point spread. But
It would have to.
Yeah, right now it's Suns by 2.5. But no Ayton, no Durant tomorrow night.
Ayton always runs.
And breaking news on 710 ESPN, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home with a 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. Jacob Imrani is here. Jacob, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent, man. It's crazy out there. The rain is nuts and all that.
Coming down, but everybody be safe.
Yeah, so, don't get in your car unless you have to.
So, Jacob,
don't forget to bring a towel.
The words that you hate. Name is your buzzer.
I think you'll do fine, Jacob.
Yeah, this has been one of those weeks. I'm always going to be the underdog anyway.
Okay, good. Yeah, I like your attitude.
All right, so Jorge Bergman, you guys, your name is your buzzer. Ireland, Jacob.
Yep.
By the way, Jorge, you've got no chance.
Jorge's loving it. He's laughing at me.
Swag system, Briones. Let's go.
Always. Let's go.
Number one, he has the highest scoring average for this year's Lakers team.
Ireland. Who is LeBron?
That is correct.
That was an easy one.
Jacob, you're going to ask a Laker question to the Lakers play-by-play
guy. The answer is LeBron James. Right. Come on.
Sure. He's staring at me.
Listen, I'm a multitasker, but this one I just haven't been able to get.
Number two, he has the most triple-doubles in the NBA this season.
Ireland. Who is Luka Doncic?
No, not correct.
Greg? Who is Nikola Jokic?
That is absolutely correct.
Oh, good answer, Greg. Very good.
Jokic has 26 triple-doubles this year.
Okay.
Number three. This former Kentucky star was acquired by the Lakers.
Greg. Jacob.
Greg was there first.
Who is Anthony Davis?
Ireland.
No.
Jacob.
Jacob had already buzzed
I'll give
in.
It to Jacob.
Malik Monk?
No. Oh.
Ireland.
Ah.
Jared Vanderbilt.
No, you didn't phrase it as a question. That leaves it to Jorge.
Okay. Who is Vanderbilt?
Yes!
Yeah.
Jorge stuck in there.
By the way,
point.
Either did they.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Oh, no, I okay. Had the wrong name.
Like AD, one and done.
So you were wrong twice.
Yes.
This team has the best defensive rating for the entire NBA. Greg?
Who are the Lakers?
No. Best defensive rating for the entire season this year.
Ireland? Who are the Celtics?
No.
Jacob? Who's the Memphis Grizzlies?
Absolutely.
That a boy, Jacob!
Hallelujah.
All right, listen.
I jumped in too early.
It's 1-1.
Nice.
All right, here we go.
Got a horse race. This former Laker sang along to Beyonce, You Can't... Greg was there
who
first.
Who is Russell Westbrook?
Who is Russell
very
Westbrook?
Very good. Right. Yeah. Bergman's got the lead.
Sang along to Beyonce,
Sorry,
Harry, You Can't Break My Soul. Number six. This is the only Lakers player right now who played for Mark Few in the...
Ireland. Who is Rui Hachimura?
That is correct. Rui Hachimura is the correct answer.
I knew that one, too.
All right. Ireland 2, Bergman 2, Jacob and Jorge 1 each.
This NBA star has the highest scoring average in the league this year.
Greg.
Greg.
Who is Joel Embiid?
That is correct.
Wow. Yeah, I got that after it. I wondered if Luka had passed him, but it's Embiid. All right, Greg, you get the lead. How many are left?
We've got three left.
Okay.
Number eight. If an NBA player is hurt in a car accident.
Jorge.
Jacob.
Jorge.
Who is Jacob and Ryan?
Oh!
Jorge. I had to let somebody in get that. I can't do that one.
Oh, Jacob, that's a tough one to lose on.
That's my humbleness.
Yeah, you know? So exactly. Your humility at play.
You should have said, who is me?
Who is, what score?
Greg 3, Jorge 2, Ireland 2, Jacob 1. How many are left?
Two left.
Okay, you're still alive, Jacob, barely.
This former Laker had his jersey retired. Ireland.
Who is Pau Gasol?
That's correct. Who is Pau Gasol?
Okay.
Tight game.
All right. So everyone, Jacob's out.
I'm out.
Jorge, you need to get this to get into the tiebreaker, and Greg and I are tied at the top.
Okay. Here we go. Look alive. She is the governor.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Ooh. Who is Jeannie Buss?
That is absolutely.
Nice job, Ireland. I was right there. Wow. I was right there.
I knew it was actually, me or you.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty good game right there. You guys were very, very close. And Jacob, you
I got one.
You forgot who to call in the event of an accident.
I did.
Do the tiebreaker just for fun. What is the Lakers scoring average for the 2022-23?
Yeah, you got it right.
Jacob.
No, well, you everybody gets a guess. What do you think? What do you think?
Okay. I'd say 111.
111.
Ooh, that's close.
Ireland?
I'll say 115.
115. Bergman?
113.
113. Jorge?
110.
110. It's Ireland. 116 is the correct answer.
Wow.
Yeah, that game definitely tilted. Oh, by the way, you just won $5,000 in mythical money.
Yes, I had Ireland
to the winner. Oh, man. That will go. See, I would love to have stiffed Mason, but I can't do it.
Yes.
I'm too competitive when it comes to Game of Games.
So
by the way, tomorrow, Game of Games, this will be interesting. Pepe Montilla is coming in studio to administer the game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that'll be Pepe tomorrow.
John, wake up. Pay attention.
I will have to tomorrow to win Game of Games.
So Jacob, where are we? I mean, you're the biggest Lakers fan. Where are we right now?
Can I say something before that?
Yeah,
I spent a lot of money on memorabilia and things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I recently bought something that I wanted to share with you guys. I paid pretty good money for it.
These are the original Mason Ireland trading cards. That's one of my. I look like Julio Iglesias.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I look. I just look so young.
I just had to bring
that
in.
Where did you find these?
Somebody had them. I bought them.
They're in mint condition.
You know, are you seriously a memorabilia collector?
I am. So when I was very young, you know, my dad was collecting baseball cards and basketball cards and stuff. So now we do it with my boys.
So if you could have any item that exists in the world, any sports item, what would be number one on your wish list? By the way, I'm going to do something really cool for you. I'm going to hook you up with, have you ever been to David Kohler's house in Orange County?
I have not.
He has the largest collection of Laker memorabilia ever, and I know him. I'm friends with him. I'm going to get you and your boys in down there so you can go check it out.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, you guys
would
love it.
That would be amazing. You know, I'm collecting everything Kobe. Right.
Right.
So, you know, I have game worn jerseys, you know, I have a All-Star jacket. I think anything that is rare having to do with Kobe, I get emails about it all the time.
Yeah. And it was so great. The one jersey I had for Kobe, I had one of his All-Star jerseys for one of the year the games was in Los Angeles. So Mace and I have a friend named Jeff Blake who used for years and years worked over at Sony.
Yeah, he's president of distribution at Sony.
And so one day I was talking about how much I would love to go to SNL and see it in person. And Jeff was listening and said, my son works at SNL.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Here's his number. Call him. He's expecting your call. And Jeff could not have been nicer. And so I got to go to SNL twice. Mace has been. My wife
how
has been.
Fun.
So it's as a thank you to him, I sent him my signed Kobe All-Star jersey because he's a huge Laker fan. And right after I did it, Kobe passed away.
Oh, my
so I'm really happy
God,
I did that for him because he's a huge Laker.
That's rare.
I made him promise me he'll never sell it, which he swears he won't.
He won't sell it. That's going to get passed on from generation to generation.
Oh, yeah. No question. So
have you been watching the World Baseball Classic at all or no?
I'm not.
Yeah, so this is the final tonight. U.S. So you know what's kind of cool is if you're a baseball fan in Los Angeles,
big time.
Tonight you can watch Mike Trout and Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts is going to lead off.
Yeah.
Mike Trout's going to bat second. And Shohei Ohtani's on the other team.
Yeah, they're playing against Japan, right?
For the title.
Yes.
Yeah, so,
and Ohtani is available to pitch out of the bullpen tonight.
That'd be amazing.
So you could conceivably have Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout.
That's incredible.
Do you want this back or can I keep
it? No, I got that for you guys.
Oh,
and I got yours
you.
For you. And you asked me what I think, because I do have to say this before we get off regarding where we are with the Lakers.
Yeah.
I will tell you, this is going to show the gut and the grit of this team. At this particular moment, they had opportunities when other teams lost that we could have gotten advantage. Yep. We lost. And now they're not helping us. Last night, you know, the Knicks basically, right, you know, just dismantled. These are all
the teams we're needing to, like, exactly, even the Warriors won on the road last night, which they haven't, right, done all year.
Well, when we look at our schedule, if we do what we got to do correctly, we should be fine.
I think, Jacob, I said to Mace earlier, I think 7-3 gets us in. You agree?
I agree.
I think that gets us in. I think 6 wins might be enough.
Hope so.
And especially because we have Oklahoma City coming,
correct,
up.
Correct.
And by the way, there's some of these tiebreakers are yet to be determined. Oklahoma City, yet to be determined. Utah, yet to be determined. Yeah. So,
and we have Suns twice.
Right. Tomorrow, and then on the second to the last game of the year, well, they'll probably have Durant. Now, we may have LeBron at that point, but there's no guarantee. If they have Durant, though, they're the team to beat.
Listen, if we
so
do
we
got to
get them tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope we're not waiting for the last game of the season to determine whether we're going to get in or not.
Okay, so before we let you go, Jake, we get like 2 minutes. Major debate on the show today.
Yeah.
All right? We need you to issue the final verdict from a legal perspective.
All right.
Young child on the playground holding up gummy worms, okay? Mm-hmm. Just playing with them.
Yeah, waving.
You know, like, she's got some gummy
she's
worms.
She's trying to lure seagulls.
Seagull flies out of the sky, comes, takes a gummy worm, and bites the kid, okay? No serious injuries, just clipped the kid.
Just minor injury. Yeah, just got bit lightly.
Is that the fault of the kid or the teacher for not keeping an eye on the kid?
So, you know, I've had a lot of cases where,
right,
you have
seagulls
to
have flown into child's arms.
No. Just supervision of kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But it's a very, very, very far-fetched argument to be able to have, to be able to say that a teacher should know that a seagull is going to come and is going to grab the gummy worm. So I would say,
Bergman, take the L.
I respect Jacob Imrani and his lawyer presence and his
exactly
prowess.
Mason and I
totally
are really
disagree
on the same side we were today.
I'm
against
suing
Bergman. Well, you got to get another lawyer besides
Jacob.
He
let's go on elsewhere.
If you would have said that she was doing this with the gummy worms, and here comes 20 kids jumping to get that gummy worm, then that's something that would have been, you know, you as
it's
a teacher.
It's a seagull coming to attack a child.
She's
waving a gummy worm. But if the child was just
5 years old,
she's five.
Worm. Greg, this reminds me. If I'm taking
by the way, there's not. You're making up that she's five.
If I'm taking a picture on Niagara Falls and I'm leaning over the falls fall into the thing, what?
You're an adult.
Right.
Personal responsibility.
Thank you, Jacob. Victory is ours.
Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to CallJacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Great to see
great
you
to
as
see
always.
You.
Great
Jacob
as always,
thank
Jacob.
You
thank you very much.
Great to see you.
Time right now for Super Crosstalk.
Woohoo!
There we go. Super Crosstalk.
By the way, I got a text from the great Pepe Mantilla.
Pepe.
Yeah.
I'll read it in Spanish and then translate.
Okay.
Totalmente de acuerdo. La jugada no se inicia sino hasta que tienes la pelota. Pero la jugada es tan rápida que parece que caminan con el balón. Mm-hmm. Basically saying that he's in agreement with me on the Eurostep that the play doesn't start until after the ball is gathered, but it looks so fast that it looks like a travel.
Okay, so that's Pepe's final word.
Yes.
Which is the word for gather? To gather.
Incia si no hasta tienes la pelota. Tienes la pelota.
Gather
so he gathers
the ball.
Yeah, okay.
Got it. Did you get any of that, Cap?
I did. I got all of it, as a matter of
no,
fact.
No, you didn't.
I knew pelota.
Hey, who's supposed to win this Mexico-Japan game tonight?
I think it's Japan. A toss-up. Yeah, but Japan.
Mexico.
I believe Japan's the favorite.
Viva Mexico.
If you went to Vegas, who's the favorite? You think Japan?
I believe Japan is the favorite.
I'm rooting for Mexico.
Well, the kid they have on the mound throws like 102 miles per hour.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Mexico.
Me 10K on Mexico.
Oh.
Wow, getting cocky over there. Mexico. You know Urias isn't pitching anymore,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he left. He's got a report to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're making a big deal about
he's
it.
Staying.
Oh, he left. That would
he
suck.
He didn't leave.
Though.
He's staying.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
he
stayed
with Team Mexico.
He's staying with the team. He just can't pitch.
Yeah, he's not going to pitch. Yeah, I actually think the World Baseball Classic has been much better than people expected it to be.
I agree. It's been good before.
The game down there with Cuba was That was a great scene.
It was. It was also a wild scene with protesters, too. So.
Oh, really? I did not notice. What are the protesters protesting?
I mean, protesting the Cuban national team being in Miami.
Somebody defected.
Oh.
Right, the bullpen catcher.
Yeah. That guy.
But it was basically protesting like the injustices in the in their country.
Oh, in their country.
So, in, over there. Not
so,
here,
Dado, right. How does that work?
I want to join that protest.
He defects, so he's now in America, right?
Yeah.
Is he eligible to be signed by any MLB team?
He is, but he's a bullpen catcher. He's not a major league player.
He's not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so
I'm guessing he's defecting to just have a life,
better
of,
life
of freedom,
yeah,
as opposed to being in a communist state.
Okay, let me ask you guys about something. Georgetown today hired the Providence head coach,
yeah,
to be their new coach. He's a good coach. He's been to seven or eight NCAA tournaments, but it's clearly, you know, Georgetown's a mess.
Yeah.
Would they have been better off hiring Dawn Staley or Becky Hammon rather than doing kind of this retread thing?
Well, I don't know.
What do you guys think?
I mean, I don't know.
Or am I being unrealistic to think that a woman could coach major college, men's college
well,
basketball?
Well, a woman's obviously capable.
She could.
Well, but she's capable, but there are none.
No, right. A woman could 100% do it. The question is, would the players treat her like their coach? That I mean, that is really, that's the end of the question. You know, like, we have a boss who's female. We all respect her as our boss.
Yeah, it's true.
The question is, could a bunch of young kids be, could they respect a female as their coach? And it's probably doesn't even sound that great to say out loud to even question.
Well,
that.
It's but never
isn't that really what it is.
Yeah, I mean, we're all being somewhat politically correct here, saying, of course, she could do it. The fact is, they've never been given the chance.
Right.
And I wonder if this would have been a good opportunity. I mean, this Georgetown cannot get any lower. They won one.
I mean,
one.
Becky Hammon's coaching the best WNBA team in the planet.
Right.
On the planet.
It would
so,
be,
I mean,
she would be going for money. But Georgetown would pay her more, I think.
But I mean, maybe. You know what I mean?
I was texting today with a friend of mine who went to Georgetown, and he's like, this is such a, I mean, nothing higher. There's no buzz, no excitement. Should they have swung for the fence and tried something radically different? I don't know if they would even consider it. I don't even know if they'd interview.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about Georgetown athletics to know what their plan would be in that scenario.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure on that either.
I did not think that's where you were going to go, John. I thought what you were going to say was, should they have hired Rick Pitino?
Pitino, yeah.
Well, Pitino took the St. John's job,
right, which is a better job for him.
But that's what I was wondering, if that's where you were going. Like, if Georgetown should have gone to somebody who had that reputation.
Dawn Staley would absolutely be a great coach of men. I don't think there's any question about that. And she would demand the respect of those dudes.
Do you think she'll ever be given that chance? Or am I being Pollyanna to even put it out
there?
Maybe
she doesn't want it. Why do we assume she wants to coach a men's team?
Well, I think it would be more lucrative and it would be more high profile.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I'd like to be the person that breaks down that barrier, though. I mean, maybe
sure.
That's attractive. You know, maybe somebody goes, hey, you know what? There's never been a woman to coach a men's team at this level, so I want to be the first one to do it.
Well,
it can be done.
And barriers do get broken. I mean, you mentioned Boss Amanda. I mean, Boss Amanda is, I believe, the first woman to be a program director at a major market sports radio station.
I don't know. I don't know the history of sports radio.
I think that's true.
You might read that. You can make that up, and I
read
that.
I read that somewhere.
Yeah, you did.
I don't. I totally
just like
did.
You thought Harvard won the first.
Harvard did yeah. When there was one.
You were very convincing saying that Harvard won the first.
To throw people off that way.
Yeah. By the way, Greg Gaines was a pretty good player, wasn't he, for the Rams last year?
Yes.
They just let him go to Tampa today.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
they're just letting defensive guys go.
Yeah. I'm not sure what their whole plan is.
They're going to score points. They're going to try to score points.
Okay. Yeah, they haven't added anything there either.
Try.
Yeah. They haven't added any offensive players either.
They'll draft guys for sure, though.
Yeah, they'll draft guys. I mean, we had Jordan Rodriguez on last week. She said
I heard you baited her.
No illusion of competing in 2023.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think that's true.
You got to rebuild at least 1 year.
I've resigned to the fact that that's the way it's going to be.
Are you okay with that as a season ticket holder?
As a season ticket holder, I'm bummed, but it's necessary, right? It's necessary to
rebuild. Them picks, eventually you have to pay the piper.
Correct.
I don't really know who the piper is, but I say that too.
Yeah, I say it all the time. Pay the piper.
Yep.
Not sure. I don't know any pipers.
Yeah,
you?
I don't even know the history of the phrase.
Yeah. Where's pay the piper come from?
I could look it
What's
up.
What's the origin of pay the piper?
Sure.
It's a good idea.
No problem. Hey, listen, let me tell you something about my man Sedano here.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty good at it, but I can't even come close. The man is a multitasking machine.
Yeah, he is. He's
really
good.
He can host a show and do all the research while we're on the air live. But moreover, what he did this weekend, and I don't know if anybody caught this act, when we got done getting our asses handed to us by the first guys that yes. lied about their team,
yep.
the rest of the way, George and I played everybody. We played the Soul Brothers.
Oh, we crushed them, by the way.
I told you those guys would be no good.
You were right. Big. We crushed them.
Yeah, I guess Kirk Morrison was kind of a weak link, right?
He was.
Yeah.
DeMarco, not that good either.
Yeah, I got to be honest.
You know?
Yeah. He wasn't that good either.
So George, though, did the play-by-play of every match we were in until the very last few points in the third set against the Big CY and Bergie. That's when George put the mic away and went, things are getting pretty serious now. I better put the mic away. But I'm telling
you. Well, my back was hurting, too, at that point.
Like 6 or 7 or 8 games of pickleball, my man played and did the play-by-play. Now, John, have you
I held the
done
microphone
that?
In one hand, and I had the paddle in the other.
Well, when I played golf, all my friends accused me of basically doing a running play-by-play of whatever match we're playing in. So yeah. I've been accused of the same thing.
So the Pied Piper origin.
Yep.
The term pay the piper was brought to the attention of the masses in Robert Browning's 1849 poem, The Pied Piper of Hamelin, mm-hmm. influenced by the Brothers Grimm retelling of the tale. Okay. In the poem, Browning tells the tale, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so that's basically what it was.
I didn't get anything from that.
I didn't
need it. It's in a poem.
Something about an old-timey poem.
Yeah.
Olden times. Mm-hmm. That's where it comes from.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of modern times,
mm-hmm.
I got done watching the Laker game last night.
Yeah.
And I did something that I really did it for the show.
Okay.
But I must tell you, I received very little pleasure from it. I watched episode 1 of Ted Lasso. Anybody?
It's fantastic.
I've seen it.
I loved it.
Episode 1, you loved it?
I loved it.
I liked it. What didn't
you didn't love it?
Cap, what didn't you like?
Just didn't find it to be particularly entertaining.
You're the only person I know that didn't like episode 1 of season 3 of Ted Lasso.
I guess, listen, I'm watching
here's
it. I'm
the
caught
thing.
Up. I'm just not that into
here's
show.
The thing. Cappy didn't finish season 2
no,
until
yeah.
till we made him after months of not watching it.
True,
yeah.
True.
So he's not into the show.
Well, it sounds like it's just not your jam.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, listen, I love Jason Sudeikis. I think he's great. I love the woman who's the team owner. I like the story of her and the ex-husband.
Yeah.
Of course, I have the emotion of hating the new coach.
Yeah,
on the
Nate,
new team.
Nate sucks.
Yeah. So, I mean, so I just didn't find it overly entertaining. Now, it doesn't mean I'm done. I mean, I've come this far. I got to go all the way.
Now, I think they're wrapping this whole thing up at the end of season
year.
3. Yeah. This is last year.
It's like the last year of Succession, which I haven't started yet.
Well, it doesn't come out yet.
No, I'm saying, but I haven't started any of it yet.
Oh, any of it.
I'm going to watch it.
Is anyone watching, is it called Shrinking?
Yeah, I tried it. It's
with Harrison Ford and what's his
Jason
name?
Siegel.
Yeah.
You know who writes it? The
no.
actor who plays Roy Kent.
Oh,
Brett
really?
Goldstein.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he wrote it?
He writes Shrinking.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. But
I don't know if I like it or I can't tell if it's
my,
a turn
I haven't
on
seen
or
it. My wife's
off.
Watching it and she likes it, but I haven't seen it.
The girlfriend, Keeley, in the show?
Yeah, Keeley. Yeah.
Juno
says,
Temple.
She says oi a lot, too.
Oi.
Like she starts everything out with oi.
Oi. Mm-hmm.
And I can't decide if I like it or I don't like it.
Hmm. You should try it today.
Well, I've been trying to think about how I can incorporate oi into like.
I hear
home.
You try to
but I
work
say
expressions
in
all the time.
It's mine. It's oi vey.
Right.
Not oi, like I'm about to say something new here, you know?
But one of my favorite things about Shadano and Cap is when you try to say things and use them in the right context and then you don't get it. And then everybody's like, what's wrong with you, Cappy? That's not where you use that.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It does happen a lot.
Happens quite
You're
frequently.
Trying to catch on with the lingo, and sometimes you screw it up.
Somebody sent me a message on social media recently. They had a picture of this really nice pizza, and they were like, this thing is bussin'. And then they hit me up, and they're like, yo, Cap, did I use that properly?
They're asking you?
Yeah, I know, right? So then
they're asking you if they're using the lingo correctly? Why would they ask you?
Well, because then I suppose I'll bring it to the court of public opinion, a.k.a. Shadano, Lindsay Baseball, a.k.a. Pickleball, and the Queen Unique, and I'll ask them, and they'll tell me if the person's using bussin' right.
Bussin' just means good, right?
I think it means really good.
Really good.
Yeah, really
like,
good.
I think dank is the next level up for
bussin'. What's dank?
Dank is like that pizza is so dank.
And that means what? It's
means
good?
Like,
it's bad?
It means it's fire.
Oh, it's fire.
Yeah.
You're using lingo to explain lingo.
Correct.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of the real meaning. Dank, the opposite, the real meaning is it's terrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
Really?
Yeah, dank sounds terrible. Like, you don't want to be dank.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, you used to not want to be dope either. But now dope is super cool.
The original definition of the word dank is like musty.
Oh, yeah. Why would you use that, Cappy? You don't want musty
pizza.
No,
but dank in slang is excellent.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So it started out as bad, now it's good?
Yeah, it's like bad. Bad was bad, and bad then became good.
Right. Yeah,
so right?
Thank Michael Jackson for that.
All right. So the pizza's busting and dank.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, nice.
There you go.
See, I'm learning stuff.
Now you go.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got like a tie-dye hoodie on today.
Isn't it, so isn't it cool?
You could feel younger today.
Is this not a cool hoodie? Seriously, is this not
kind of looks
hoodie?
Like a stoner hoodie?
It is a stoner hoodie.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's
not
like,
people
looks
see
like
you.
It
they see you in that tie-dye gray black hoodie, and they're like, "Yeah, that guy likes to smoke."
That guy's. That did you see the guy that ran the marathon? Did you hear this story?
No.
Yeah, the
no.
guy
LA that, marathon.
The guy, ran the LA marathon yesterday. Smoked just pre-roll after pre-roll after
while
pre-roll
running.
While running.
Good for him.
Finished the race.
Yeah.
He was like in 900th place or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But he finished the race.
Yeah.
And
he
was probably happier than everybody else.
Better time than everybody else.
Oh,
there.
No question.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I would go for that.
Johnny, I got to go tonight to the Dispo and get you those sleeping aids.
Oh, good.
I promised you.
All right, good.
You
know? Yeah, I'll
make
take
sure
them.
I get there tonight. It closes at 9.
What the hell is the Dispo?
Well, that's what my it's probably the younger
people.
Oh,
for dispensary?
Dispensary.
Yeah.
See, I go to like fancy weed stores now. They've got these fancy weed stores.
Yeah.
Well, like Herbal Markets and MedMen. MedMen.
Yeah.
MedMen. That's another one.
Yeah, I've seen MedMen. Yeah. They're in Vegas, all over Vegas.
Yeah. It's a fancy place.
Yeah, it's fancy.
But MedMen is more like a, it feels like a.
An Apple store.
Right.
Everything's under glass. It's like, right. Look at that flower.
The place.
That flower looks delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way it should be. Yeah. I've been to one the other day that when you walk in, if you didn't know what it was, you would think you're at a spa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the one I was in like last month.
Oh, I love the idea of I would like
John
pictures
walking.
Of John Ireland in a Dispo.
Okay, but here's the funny thing. So I walk in, the guy goes, "Hey, John Ireland, you're the second sportscaster that's been in here today."
Really?
And then he outed a female sportscaster that we all know who is in there 20 minutes. I won't say who it is because I don't know if she wants it out there.
I know exactly who it is, just in my head.
All right.
Yeah, I figured it out.
Who is it?
Yeah. I know.
I think you probably do know.
Who?
No.
Oh, it's not? Okay. No. I don't want to throw it under the bus.
Who?
I already saw who he's
in. You saw who I was
mean,
saying.
I mean, are we on YouTube?
Yes, we are.
Oh, everybody saw what you mouthed. Yeah, everybody saw what you mouthed.
Yeah.
No, I but is John there Allen a... The like, I don't think twice about setting foot in there, because it's legal.
Yeah,
it's legal.
Is it bad for your image or my image that we're in there?
Good absolutely not.
It's good, it's
completely
for
legal.
It's good for your image.
Yeah.
It's good completely for my
legal. I mean, I use the stuff to sleep.
When I go to
it's better
summer,
than taking Ambien.
When I go to Summer League and I pop into Mad Men, they know exactly who I am.
When they legalize this thing, man, I am going to be the endorsement of the year.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in line. That is going to be my main endorsement.
When they legalize. Didn't they already legalize
it? Federal level.
Legalize it federally so you can advertise it on the radio.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
They should just do that already.
Oh, come on.
Dude, when our kids are our age, they'll laugh that we took this long to legalize it.
I mean, jeez. I mean,
for the love.
We also had prohibition in this country at one point.
They have over at the crypto, they've got this guy who's apparently vaping or smoking, and they're sending the red
code. Oh, in their section.
But he says it's worse than it's ever been.
Last night was the worst it's been in 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. It was brutal.
You know, I've been there now 4 times to do games next to you guys, and I haven't smelled it once.
They haven't been out this year very much, but last night it came back with a vengeance.
And they had all to make up for all the times
they weren't there. Forget the red coats. They had the actual guys in regular suits, the security supervisors, trying to sniff the guy out, and they couldn't find
him. See, the beauty of that is all Laker fans were really nervous at the end of that game.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Yeah.
Whatever happens,
this guy... John, this guy knows that you talk about him on the air.
Yeah. We want him to call the show.
Right. Well, now it's the challenge of I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep blowing it in their direction until somebody finally catches me.
Yeah. They can't catch him.
He must be vaping.
Oh, it's got to be.
He's not smoking.
Because you see the smoke.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I've not smoked in a while. Smoking is bad for your voice.
Yeah.
I just gummy up.
Yeah.
It's the way to go.
But I'll tell you this. After gummying up and then you smoke, it'll hit you like that.
Are you guys sore from Saturday?
I was on Saturday night. Less so, a little bit yesterday. But Saturday night, I was like, you know what? I need to take in a leave. And I haven't done that in a long time after doing anything.
Yeah, Cappy, what about you?
No, because George, after the entire thing was done, when
I massaged
finally,
him.
George gave me a legitimate Theragun massage.
Oh, that's nice.
Hip flexors, this, the whole thing.
I'll tell you what, I'm still sore. I'm sore in places I didn't know I had.
I was sore Saturday night, and then Sunday I felt pretty good for the most part. I even actually went out and played hoops.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I laid in the couch all day yesterday. Oh, just God.
I hadn't played hoops. I hadn't played hoops in a while.
I had to work out the lactic acid.
But yeah, during the Michigan State game, I went out to play a little hoops while my kids were riding bike at the park. And then I came back. And
that was John, my favorite part of the entire event was when Mace knew he ran out of gas.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
George and I knew he'd run out of gas.
We were just hitting it right at him
right
every time.
Right. And he just was like, guys, I got nothing in the tank.
And then the worst part. You called Uncle?
Yeah, but the worst part, John, he was running out of gas, and we had like a 3 or 4 point lead, and then we blew it, and him and his brother
Brian
tied
rallied,
it,
yeah.
Which means then they had to keep playing. They had because you have to win by two.
Be careful what you wish for there, yeah.
13-11, yeah. Win by two. It's like, God, if I'm only safe if you hit the ball directly at me, I got a shot.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not moving.
We were doing drop shots right at Mace every time.
No lateral movement, nothing. Just nothing.
But his brother, a badass.
Right. He's a really good player.
I was about to say older. Is he older?
He's younger. He's a year younger than me.
Younger Mishonsky.
He's a big man.
You know when you play ping pong, you can put like crazy spin on the ball? That's what he was doing every time he served it to us.
Yeah, his serve was amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys, what do you got planned today?
Stupidity.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I got to race to my car to
by
get
the
some
way,
stupidity. Trudell's, I bet it's going to be bussing and dank.
Yeah, both. Trudell is going to start playing pickleball with me now because he's going to get into it.
All right.
Well,
now he
probably wants to peace next year.
I called Trudell because he went to Northwestern and I went to UCLA. So I called him right before the game on Saturday. Yeah. I said, are we going to bet? And he goes, yeah, I'll bet you, but I want the points. I go, that's not the – I go, you can't
– Yeah, but you're UCLA. He's Northwestern.
I go, but it's a –
It's a school pride
I said,
bet, though.
It is a school pride. I said, make my punishment worse than yours.
Right.
But you can't take the points. You can't lose the game and win the bet.
I don't have a problem with him negotiating that, though, because Northwestern has only literally been in the tournament twice, and it's been both times with Chris Collins.
Had we made the bet, they covered.
Right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they did
cover. UCLA was favored by 7, and they only won by 5.
Right.
But we didn't make the bet.
It was a good game.
Hey, Ireland, I got to wrap this because I got to race to my car so I can hear all this stupidity.
Well, as you know, I don't know why you're in a big hurry. I like to stay for as long as possible on crosstalks, and the fact that you're rushing these two out of the studio is very unprofessional. I think you should take a trophy and throw it on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, where's the EAP, Bergman?
Yeah, EAP.
I want to talk to the EAP person on the air.
That would be brilliant.
You can record the person. No, they're okay with it, and then we can play it.
Get the EAP for Ireland. He needs it. Yeah, this man's working too hard. He's throwing trophies around the
ball. Why are we doing it?
People are very. But Bergman's like seriously offended that I threw that trophy.
I was totally pissed. Stunned.
I mean, listen.
I'm very annoyed by it.
I would. We should play it back later.
It was on YouTube.
We should play it back because the reaction. I didn't watch it on YouTube, but I heard the reaction on the air, and you could hear people being stunned in the studio.
I was like, what?
Oh, I'd like to hear
what'd you just do?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
It was not your trophy.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
I want to hear it, though.
You can see him take it out of Sliwa's hand and throw it at the wall. Oh,
by the way, God. Eric Herrera just tweeted this. Big E in the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust to all of us. He says, if L.A. Ireland walked into a dispensary, they'd think it was a raid about to go down.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true.
All right, coming up next for you, Sedano and Cap, we're back tomorrow at... Oh, we got our big panel tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? They didn't invite a Hispanic person on those panels. You better bring
that
up.
Is that correct?
In Los Angeles.
Will you come?
No, I am not coming. I'm boycotting.
Drawing the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
Go mention that. Why wasn't there a brown person on these panels?
It's going to be my lead. I'm leading.
Seriously.
With that.
If not, I'm never doing crosstalk again.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to lead.
What happens if we never have to
crosstalk again? I'll do it right now.
Throw a trophy.
Yeah. I'll throw it at a brown person.
Seriously.
Will that end crosstalk?
Seriously. Yeah. No, then you're really in trouble.
Yeah, then you are in big trouble. Yeah. All right. Sedano and Cap next. See you tomorrow, 7:10 ESPN.